That blow.
All right.
I actually, Bobby sold it to me. And if you need it, hit up Bobby's line.
Wait, what? Mom. Hey, I gotta go home.
Yeah, if you need it, just hit up Bobby.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He got him by the ounce.
Can you say, how uncensored is this?
Uncensored enough that the police are gonna be at Bobby's house tonight.
Bobby getting locked down by Chesterfield County. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks. On the phone, up, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Coming to you live from the Up Top Pod. This is episode 14 of Uncensored with Mike and Tim. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great because you nailed that intro on the very first time.
Dude.
And you knew exactly what episode it was.
Yeah, I'm very surprised as well.
Like,
I thought we could just not talk about it, but I guess that's what we're doing.
I'm just saying I got to give you credit on that. They say you can't always just joke on somebody or talk about somebody in the negative. You got to praise the positives. That's what I'm doing,
that's
bro.
That's true. That's true. I appreciate you, Doc.
Already.
You a nice guy sometimes.
Already.
Yo, what are you snacking on real quick? Since it's loud as shit.
Shout out to Carrie.
Who's Carrie? Who's Carrie?
Some girl you brought with you. She's pregnant, I think.
Oh, that's a chick I saw in Hopewell. She had her thumb out.
You picked her up.
Yeah.
Anyways, these are 7-Eleven pickle bites, hot and spicy.
Yes, sir.
Not going to lie, when I took the first bite of these, it took me by surprise. They were hot and spicy.
Yeah, so we expect that check, 7-Eleven.
Who else? So, obviously, Carrie is in the building.
Yeah, we got our dope guest, and then we got a douchebag.
Yeah, we got a douchebag in the building, not the intern. Just some guy, random homeless guy sitting here drinking a fucking 40. That's about it. But we got to go ahead and shift it over to our guest and who we got on today. My man, Trey Brickhouse. What's going on, dude?
What up, man? What up?
That's what we do. Yeah.
So, hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Pretty good. So, I don't know you, but I've heard about you. I haven't heard about you, but I've heard your name.
The MySpace bulletins. That's where you heard about him? Back in the day, those MySpace bulletins?
Back in middle school, man.
Yeah, dog.
What middle school did you go to?
I went to Carver for 2 years, then I went to Davis.
Hey, right there, my man.
Carver.
Shout out to Carver.
You see fights every day.
Yeah, and then they're over here bragging about these Chester bitches. All Bobby had to brag about was, that was the mascot.
Were you really?
Who cares?
Okay, fuck you. Chester was dope.
Yo, real quick, time out. We always come at Bobby, and he's not even on the podcast.
Yeah, we should probably be nice to him this episode. I'll try my best.
I just feel like he deserves it, though, because he sucks as an intern. He bailed on us multiple weeks in a row.
That's true. He is a piece of shit for that.
I guarantee you he would not be here if somebody was in town.
Yeah.
Who's that? Look at Bobby being a great intern. You know what? He's rehired. He's getting our guest a beer. He's a great guy.
Oh, Bobby is pouring. Matter of fact.
No, I got it.
I'm drinking on my Coke Zero.
Looking good, man. What are you drinking on? I'm actually sipping on some Mickey's, dog.
And Bobby just got my boy Trey some Mickey's, too, and he's pouring it into a cup. Now, I want to give a shout-out to you. Because you finally found somebody that also drinks beer out of a cup.
Pours their beer
in a cup. Comes in a can, pours it in a cup.
Goes down smooth.
Doesn't make sense. I understand if you're at the bar, at the circuit, you have no choice but to pour it in a glass.
At the circuit?
Yeah.
The circuit.
Oh, my bad. You got to throw the
circuit.
Oh. I can understand if you're at the circuit.
I'm just saying that's the only place that I can think of where you pour your own drink.
The first time I ever went there, I actually went there with you. But anyways,
shout out to Tim and Bobby for being fucking troopers.
For real. So you went to Dale, right?
Yep.
What year did you graduate?
13.
13, okay.
Me and Bobby.
Hey, yes, sir. That's probably where I've heard of you, because I graduated in 11.
Right.
So 11, yes, 11, 12, and 13, all in the building.
Alum.
All in the building. Are y'all going to the reunion?
Fuck
high
no.
school reunion?
I ain't get an invite.
Fuck no.
When is it?
When is it?
I don't know.
When is
Was it,
Bobby?
10 years?
Well, we still got
every 10 years.
I still got 2 years. Right? Yeah, I still got 2 years.
You should be getting it. I think they get you get invites within a year.
If I'm not invited to the damn high school reunion,
are you going though?
100%. Hell yeah.
I want to be invited, so I can just deny it.
I'm going to put maybe, and I'm definitely showing up in a limo.
Helicopter.
That's kind of weak. A limo was definitely 12th grade prom. You need to step that shit up a little bit.
Well, I actually did go to a 12th grade prom in a limo, so SMD.
Tim, you were all white to prom?
I didn't. I wore black and white.
I feel like you were the one to wear all white.
That would be crispy as shit. You give me reunion ideas.
There you go.
If I could go back to prom, I would definitely rock the Dumb and Dumber. Either orange or blue suit and roll up to prom in a limo. That definitely would have been clutch.
Yeah, the limo was pretty dope. Prom was kind of garbage, but
so Trey, before we dive into the podcast, we always like to get to know the guests a little bit. Obviously, you said you already went to Dale. So what do you do, like for work, for fun?
I coach soccer, and then on the side, do photography. A little bit of photography.
So you were telling me you coached Thomas Dale a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I did JV last year, and then I did it this year as well.
So, hell yeah, how'd they do?
So we went undefeated my first year, and then we lost only 2 games.
Hell yeah.
Year. Yeah, so it's pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
How is Dale's soccer team? I want to say...
He just told you.
No, like... I'm just messing with you. I'm more talking about their varsity. But, like, so, I remember the year before I came into Dale... they had just won the state championship.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so like after I left, I think the 2 years after that they were pretty good, and then after that they kind of took a dive. But
you could just say shit. That's fine. They took shit.
Yeah, they're shit. But then the last 2 years and this year they picked it back up. They went to the state quarterfinals this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hell yeah.
First time in I don't know how many years.
A lot.
3 or 4 maybe. I think I went my junior year.
You played for Dale Soccer when you were in school, right?
Uh-huh.
How were y'all? I can't remember, honestly.
We're pretty good. We went our freshman year, went to states. Sophomore year, went to states. Junior year, went to states. And then senior year, we lost to Cosby in the regional quarterfinals, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I know you coach travel now. What age group do you coach?
This year, I coach U12 and U18. So, they're like 11 and then 15, 16, 17. 18.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year I had a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Making them champs, man. How's that?
All right. So, you know, in like fifth grade, where you had to bring in peanut butter and jelly and bread.
Yeah.
You had to do the directions. If you didn't do them right, she would just put the peanut butter on the bread. Back on that.
Yeah.
It is just like that. They're so literal. So it's like every single thing you say, they just take it to heart. I'll say stand over there. They'll stand there the whole game.
Damn.
Like what Coach said.
He said, stand over here. I'm just going to stand over here. It's like, you got to move a little bit, man.
Got to do it.
Protect
gotta do
this area. Yeah, this is right. Your place.
Got to do what Coach said, man.
Exactly.
So how's everybody's week been? I'm gonna start asking that for the podcast. Oh,
that's
now.
Dope. We can start off with the guests.
It's pretty good. I had a camp all week in the heat.
Was it around here?
It was up in River City in Midlothian.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was that's doing that all up. Evening. And then just hanging out.
Just hanging out. Ready for that new
2K20
to come out, though. I see you on Instagram on 2K19.
Exactly, man. I'm out there just green bar. Hey,
man. Getting nasty out there.
You need to get nasty and start playing in them tournaments they got.
I'm not that good.
But you're going to get that good, right?
Hopefully.
That's what I want to hear.
I need some money, you know?
That's what I want to hear. There's 4 people in here that play 2K, and one of them is absolutely garbage, and he's to my left. But, hey. It is what it is.
Okay, I honestly think that Bobby, I've man. Beaten you before.
You're to my right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've beaten you before in like 2K9, and I hold that to heart because it's 2K9. Now, this new 2K, fucking garbage. I'm really good in the first half, though.
What does that mean?
I take a shit in the second half.
Bobby did beat me with the Dream Team. He had the Dream Team. Yeah, he beat me, and I was the Heat. Yeah, it was the Heat. When LeBron and D-Wade, I didn't think he could beat me, but he beat me.
LeBron James. But yeah, so that's pretty dope. Do you have like a photography business?
I just do like a little bit of freelance stuff. I had a page on Instagram.
Shout it out.
But I got rid of it because coaching came along. I just had no time to just, you know, go out and take pictures.
Right.
So like my buddy hits me up. says, hey, I need pictures, I'll say, yeah, I'll take pictures of you, and to do that during a weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, or vacation, I'm just taking pictures wherever I'm going, so.
Carrie and I just recently had pictures taken, maternity photos, and the young lady who took them, Kate Styles.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, anyways, Kate Styles, absolutely amazing. It was pretty dope, but just had to shout that out real quick.
Have y'all gotten all the pictures back already?
I haven't seen them all. Trifling. Anyways.
Ooh.
I did actually go look. Yeah, she right.
But she did upload some of the pictures pretty quick. I want to say.
Yeah, same day almost.
Same day, right after y'all left the apartment. Yeah. It's crazy. They were nice, though. She's definitely talented. And I saw you, Tim, in that water, bro. Shout out to you.
Hey, bro.
They were nice pictures, though.
Yeah.
But, Trey, appreciate you coming out.
No problem, man. Glad to be here.
And doing the podcast. And it's time to go ahead and dive into it. First topic was a topic that you or whoever came up with, but this is the one that you shot me.
Right. Yeah.
And this is just the top three songs that you're really listening to right now that you're really getting down with.
Right.
What you got?
So, number one is definitely No Guidance with Chris Brown and Drake.
Yeah.
You got to have that one in there.
That's a banger right there.
Yeah, for sure. And then Rick Ross came out with a new album, and he had a song with Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Bogus Charms.
Yep.
That one goes as well. And then I was just in the car just now with Young Thug's new album.
How is that?
Quality.
Quality?
Yo, is that the album that has a banger with J. Cole on it?
You know, I've not gone through all of it, but I have heard a song with Future. And
okay.
Because I know the one you're talking about with J. Cole is The London.
It's London. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Shit is fire.
Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah.
I'm guessing that's on your list.
Yeah, so I got that. I got Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
That's a popular one. Yeah, it's a very popular one.
That shit gets me so hype. And then I have to go with No Guidance as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
All right, No Guidance was on my list, so I'll take that off. But I was in here maybe 2 weeks ago before I went to Atlanta getting a cut from Joe. And the song by Tory Lanez called Forever, that shit bangs. And I'm not a big Tory Lanez fan, so when I heard
He's
it,
nice.
I was like, okay, Tory. Post Malone has one out called Goodbyes. That's nice.
That's your swimming song?
That's with, I want to say Young Thug is on that too.
That's Bish always cool. Stays in some swimming trunks. But
I do, especially Drake's new shit that he released, the Care Package.
Well, new old shit, but yeah.
New old shit. We'll talk about that. And then Trey alluded to it. Rick Ross put out a new album, and he has a song on there called Gold Roses.
Oh, yeah, with Drake.
With Drake. Man. Rick Ross came with some fire, though.
He really
did.
That
whole album is nice.
I'm not big on Rick Ross, but...
Neither am I. I think that's why probably I'm boosting it, because I didn't really expect that much. Like, I like Rick Ross, but I don't know. I feel like he's a lot better in... feature songs.
Right. I never got in the car and said, yo, put on Rick Ross.
Dog, when never. Dice Pineapples came out, though?
No, Dice, dude.
Come on.
I don't know if it was, well, Rick Ross did kill that song. I'm not going to lie, but that opening by Wale?
Oh, that's, you know that's my man.
Dude, I miss Wale. He doesn't put out music like he should.
Yo, we were cranking Wale in like 2010.
I remember when J. Cole came out with I don't know if it was a diss. Just kind of calling out Wale and then kind of calling out Kanye. You remember that?
Yeah. It wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't a diss, though. It was like...
No, it was just like, the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah, like, I love your music. Like, where the fuck are y'all?
Yeah. Which I respect that.
I do, too. I know you do, because I know you miss Kanye.
I miss...
Old Kanye. Go ahead and...
Yeah.
Old Kanye.
Yeah.
What was his last album? What was the album with the orange cover?
The Life of Pablo?
I thought Life of Pablo was pretty damn good. Now it wasn't like his old shit, but I was listening to that the other day, and there's like at least 6-7 songs.
No, he's definitely got some bangers on there, but he's just like on some other shit now.
No, I know. I think
808s and Heartbreaks was like the best.
That's
album.
Well, that's
the,
your
the
favorite.
The last like good album he had.
This album,
the last good one he had out there. Complete
yeah.
album.
Yeah, I would probably. I'd probably stop at Graduation, but I did fuck with 808, so.
Graduation was good. College Dropout was probably my favorite.
Great. Late Registration, excellent. Okay, graduation.
So which one's your favorite?
We just talked about this.
I couldn't remember which one you said, though.
Fuck, it's so hard to choose between College Dropout and Late Registration. Honestly, I'd probably go Late Registration.
Yeah, it is hard to choose.
That's fucking prime time Kanye.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into our next topic. We're going to stick on our rankings and ranking the top three athletes of all time.
Okay.
Wait, is it like my favorite athletes or is it like the best athletes like ever?
In your opinion, your top three, your best, who do you think are the best three athletes to ever live?
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go soccer right now and say Ronaldo.
Okay.
Ronaldo good right choice. Now. And then Bo Jackson.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to say Serena Williams.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Now your favorite three.
Favorite three?
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Messi, and then maybe Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
I want to say Michael Jordan, but I think that's a cop-out.
It is a cop-out, but he's on my list.
He's on my list as well.
He's on my list as top.
That and Tiger Woods, I think. Are just...
Come on now. Now you say my whole list. No,
I'm sorry. Really? I'm sorry.
Tiger Woods, man. You got to put him on there.
Well, you got to think of what Tiger did for the game of golf.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's incredible, honestly. Shit. Yeah.
I mean, so I guess who I think the top three athletes of all time are Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, fuck you, Bobby, and Mike Tyson. And then number three, I would have to put Serena Williams in there. Rena. I mean, she's just dominated her game for so long. She dominated the game when she was pregnant.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, you can't beat that, honestly.
I mean, I don't know what she has to do. Cut off a leg and then maybe try that. I mean, I don't know what else is left for Serena Williams. So
Carrie's over here talking shit about doing dishes and shit while she's pregnant. Serena Williams.
Okay, that wasn't a shot. That wasn't a
I'm
shot
just
at
playing.
You.
Okay. I'm just playing. She's looking at me crazy. I had to do that.
You about to get cut.
Oh. All right, let's go ahead. And Tim, what are your top three before this podcast actually gets cut off?
Basically mentioned them, but I definitely got to go with Tiger Woods. Serena, dog. Serena.
You putting her in there?
Yes. You got to put Serena in there. I'm trying to go with somebody else for my third because y'all mentioned Michael Jordan. But, like, I got to go Michael Jordan.
So I would say that's not a bad list, though. I mean, I understand, like.
I mean, they are the top tier athletes in their respected sport.
No LeBron? None?
Athlete-wise, he's...
I don't dislike LeBron. LeBron's amazing. You can't take that from him. And but like,
so when I think of LeBron, I think of kind of like Drake when it comes to music. Just they've been so good at their craft for so long. And I know, you know, it's a lot different from back in the day, like technology and, you know, medical staffs now that, you know, you just have a lot more, you know, you do a lot more things to keep your body a lot healthier, to play longer.
Right.
So, but I can't hold that against LeBron. I mean, because, you know.
He just wasn't like around then.
D-Wade has fallen off. Yeah. Carmelo has fallen off. I mean, these are people who came in the same draft class as LeBron.
Did Melo get picked up?
No.
Not yet.
Yo, that's so fucking disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
Yo, USA cut him. They said, no, we don't want you.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's so disrespectful because he was the best USA player ever for them. For some reason, he just clicked on Team USA. Like it was amazing. If you go back and look at his highlights from Team USA, nothing like the NBA. I mean, he was good in the NBA, so I'm not trying to like doubt him in the NBA. I'm just saying, like Team USA, straight dominated.
I'm really surprised Michael Vick wasn't on your list.
He's a good athlete, but he's got a lot of off the field issues too.
Fuck off the field. We're talking about. In the game. And honestly, you posted a video a couple weeks ago, and I think I texted you or something. I was like, why do I feel like I'm about to cry watching this highlight reel of Michael Vick? I have no idea why. It gave me goosebumps and shit.
Yo, 04 Mike Vick.
Madden.
It was insane.
You can't tell me. I used to always march down the field at like the 3-yard line and then shotgun hike the ball, go all the way back down to the other end zone, and then go all the way back.
Madden was so broken back in the day, man. It was.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he's a good athlete, and if you talk about changing the game, yeah, he's up there. I mean, you had a Randall Cunningham, but...
He didn't play long enough.
he didn't play long enough. And then, I mean, when Mike was with Atlanta, he was unstoppable.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
I mean, Randall Cunningham, that dude, though, you told me about him, and I went and looked him up and shit, and I was like.
Didn't you and Bobby watch the
football
life on Randall?
Yeah, and that one bounce off play where he ate a full-on tackle.
Right to the thigh. And
like a fucking boss. Yeah.
So who are your three favorite?
My three favorite?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, probably.
That's one.
I figured. All right, anyways. What a fucking dick. Now, my top three favorite athletes would be Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God.
Mike Tyson.
I heard what you said. You don't have to yell.
And probably Kevin Durant.
Wow.
As my favorite.
Wow.
It is what it is.
He's a Durant follower, so that's just his guy.
Wow.
I would go Brian Dawkins. We'll go Allen Iverson.
That's a good one.
And probably Ken Griffey Jr. would be my three.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I like him a lot. Growing up, I was a big Ken Griffey Jr. fan.
Which one?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I was a big baseball kid when I was younger.
His swing was just different. Yeah. And then AI, shout to the VA boy. He's another person who changed the game, too.
At crossover, fucking stepped over old boy.
Stepped over Ty Lue in the finals.
Every time I see it, I'm like,
that's so disrespectful. I want to blow that up.
And he's like 5 foot. Yeah. He had a reach to step over old boy.
It's not really. He's more like six, but.
I mean, yeah, true. He's taller than me.
That's a whole foot. I know, but an NBA size, 6 foot is small. Right?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean,
yeah.
I think Steph is 6'1", 6'2", and look how small he looks on the court.
Yeah, but you can't really defend that jumper too well, but yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, it doesn't matter how. Yeah. He's jacking from half court.
Greatest shooter ever. Anyways.
I'm not arguing that. All right, let's jump to our last of our rankings for top five places you would want to live. If you could live anywhere in the world, money wasn't an issue, where would you be?
Money's not an issue, dog.
I kind of kept mine at least realistic. Like, I'm not going to say, like, Hawaii or anything like that. I kind of kept it in the States. But y'all don't have to. That's just what I did.
Yeah. Well, first off, I wanted to put New York, but I don't think I could live in New York, honestly.
That's what Tim said.
It's good to visit. I don't think I could actually live there.
Dog, that's exactly how I feel. I would stay there for like 2 weeks, but I'm not trying to live there at all.
Would you live like on the outskirts?
No.
No,
that's even worse.
If I'm living in New York, I'm living like Manhattan, like Upper East Side or something. And I don't even want to do that. You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think you have to be like born in New York.
Something like that, maybe.
That's my opinion.
All right, we're going to kick it over to the guest, and we'll let Trey.
He's already started, so.
All right. No, he didn't.
I'm
just fucking with you.
We'll go number one, Washington State. Yeah.
My brother lives there.
Anywhere
particular?
Seattle.
Funny story. My parents almost lived there when I was like 2. My mom wanted to stay here closer to my grandma, so we didn't do it. I've always wanted to just go out there and visit. So Washington, number one. And then Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Not for the not for the smoking.
Liar.
Not for the. I've not.
That was funny.
I haven't touched that in like 3 years.
Hey, that's what's up,
right? Big stuff. And then North Carolina. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah,
like Raleigh or Charlotte. I love that. I love Charlotte so much. I've been there a couple times.
Charlotte's nice. Yeah. Raleigh's nice. Mom lives in Raleigh. Just expensive.
Charlotte's growing. Like you have 3 sports teams as well, right next to each other.
Yeah,
and then I have Oregon and then Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Why Oregon? That is random.
It just looks beautiful out there, man. Like,
yeah.
Like the scenery, like that photography is my big passion.
That's true.
So, like,
yeah.
Seeing the trees and like stuff like that, mountains, it's like, it's dope.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Hawaii. I've been there once and loved it there.
What you got, Tim?
Bruh. Florida.
Say that again?
Florida.
Okay.
Out in Florida. I'd love to live there. Somewhere in California. I don't know where, honestly. I hate L.A., but.
Middle finger to you.
Somewhere in Florida.
Why don't you go back to where you were?
I wouldn't make it a week.
Why?
I get shot.
Yeah, you are black.
All right. Skipping over that. I hope you don't edit that out.
I'm not editing that out.
I'm just
Joe said I couldn't.
Couldn't what? Edit out your black jokes? What the fuck, bish?
Yo, what was that?
Anyways, Joe's going to be here soon to kick somebody's ass.
So glad that did not break. I don't know, dog. Probably. I kind of want to live in Texas. Is that weird?
Yes, very. What part of Texas?
As south as you can go. Just like on the border of Mexico.
Okay.
Isn't the cost of living like the houses there are pretty low, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dumb cheap because you're basically in Mexico.
Yeah. There you go.
I feel like it'd be interesting out there. And then I, from what I've seen, I want to live in Brazil.
What?
Brazil.
Are you serious?
Strictly the part that was in the barrio in Fast and the Furious.
From a movie.
Yes, the barrio where they're like crashing through the roofs and shit. Take me there right now.
Oh my God.
And then last but not least, South Africa.
Yo.
Say that again.
Okay. South Africa.
Why is that, Tim?
Because it's so exciting there. You can get robbed. Going down the street, you stop at a stoplight. They're running your shit. They're taking your vehicle. It's like GTA out there.
I just thought you said that. Never mind.
Go ahead, bitch. I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just going to read off my list, bro.
Oh, okay.
All right, I mean, what do you think I was going to say?
The N-word?
Man. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Don't get weird now.
Chill.
Anyways, I'm sorry. What's your list, man? That's some dope places.
Fuck I would say LA.
Wow. I wonder. Anyways.
Which I don't know why you hate LA. When's the last time you've been to LA? When you were 4?
Well, I don't really have any reasons to keep visiting LA.
Here we go.
So, what are we doing?
You don't have any. Well,
no,
you don't have any family anymore at all in Cali?
Nah. We're all on the East Coast now. Huh. I don't know, man. Seems like so like superficial. Everybody drives a Porsche.
I feel like LA is like a New York thing. Like same with New York and LA. Same
it's just
thing.
Nah, no, but New York's just better.
No, I don't. I don't think so. No.
I think it's the same thing as I only go for 2 weeks and want to go home after that.
Yes,
I would say
absolutely.
I don't know. I would want to live in LA before I would live in New York.
Why do you want to live in LA?
I mean, it's better than New York. I'll tell you that.
You'll tell me that, or you're guessing that?
I'm telling you that. I mean, I've been to both. I've been to both multiple times, and New York is nice. Don't get me wrong. It's just. If I'm in L.A., I don't have to stay in that city vibe. I can drive 20 minutes to Santa Monica Beach or 20 minutes to Malibu or 30 minutes to Malibu. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have to just stay in the city as if I would go to New York.
Well, if I could stay where I stayed for New Year's in New York, I would live in New York in a heartbeat.
That makes
Dead
no sense, though.
Smack middle of Times Square.
That doesn't make sense because I feel like the main reason why you wouldn't want to live in New York is because the traffic and all the damn people.
No, we just walked everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
or rode the train.
In the city, you just walk anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I did when I visited. So, I mean, I understand, but I mean, I just don't understand why you don't want to live there then. Like, what the difference is from living, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because other times I went there, I wasn't like dead center in the city.
Okay.
I don't want to be, like, on the outskirts. If I could live dead center, literally dead center, then I would.
Like you were.
Yeah.
Philly, of course. Bobby had it made, but he fucked that up.
Philly fucking blows.
Charleston, South Carolina. And, Bobby, don't nod your head to Tim, because you said you would never come back. You told me that, like, on multiple levels, that you would never come back, and you loved it up there.
They don't know how to fucking drive, but we're not going to get into that.
They don't know how to drive in New York.
They can't even drive here.
They don't park in the middle of the fucking interstate.
That's true. They Shout out to Trey.
They can't drive
here. They can't even drive here.
But they don't park in the middle of the interstate here. I still cannot get over that. We're on the interstate, and there's parked fucking vehicles. I'm like, yo, where did you go?
I don't know what you want
there's
me to do
like
about
There's, like, 2 miles
that.
To the next exit. There's a 20-foot wall right here. Where the fuck did you go?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
And it's not just, like, one vehicle. It's, like, six vehicles. What are y'all doing? Get to your destination.
Nah, I feel that.
I was about to say, are you done coming at my city like that, bro?
I think I'm gonna stop here. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Thank
right,
you.
Right in the in the fast lane. Yeah, perfect.
That is not true. Don't listen to anything Tim says.
Okay.
So I said L.A., Philly. I would do Raleigh, North Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. And I'll pick a place I haven't been to. I would say Colorado.
Yep.
I'll say Colorado.
It looks nice out there.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful.
The only thing I heard, though, is when you get there, like, the first day or something like that, you get kind of sick because you're at the altitude level.
Oh.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so those were good, but let's go ahead and jump into, I thought it would be a pretty good topic. One of these artists have to go.
Okay.
Drake. Kendrick, J. Cole, or Jay-Z?
You want to shoot it over to the guests?
Who wants to kick this off first?
It'll be 2 seconds.
I want to hear why, too. I don't want this topic to be 2 seconds.
We have different.
Go ahead. I know. We talked about this. You're going to piss Tim off, but go ahead.
I believe it. So I'm going to pick Jay-Z. only.
The amount of disrespect in that statement.
That is disrespectful.
So, like,
no. That is disrespectful, bro.
Here's my reason. I told you his concert. It was nice. His concert was hype. I loved it. But when I get in the car, if I think of all four artists, I don't pick a Jay-Z song. Like, I'll go back to a J. Cole song and a Kendrick song. I love Drake. But when I think of Jay-Z, it's like two or three songs I play of his, and then that's about it.
Man. All right.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. Actually, you're not fine. But
he's a great person. He's a great person.
He's a great person? No, actually, he's probably a dick, but he has great music.
His wife is hot. But his music, I just don't listen to it that often.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say that it's safe to say you could be put on suicide watch. You need to be. Or some type. You need to be put in some type of mental health.
I'm really curious to hear yours.
I'm stressed for that. But
all right. So you want to go next, or you want me to?
No, I want you to go next.
All right.
Everybody who listens to this podcast knows who I'm going to pick.
Yeah. So one. No way. He's the first. He's not my favorite rapper on this or artist on this list. But I'm not taking out Jay-Z. He's the one that has to stay. Because I do get in the car and listen to Jay-Z. So Jay-Z is staying.
So you're kicking out Kendrick.
No way.
He's kicking out Kendrick.
Cole is my favorite.
Okay. He's kicking out Kendrick.
So Section 80.
You don't know who I'm kicking.
Is it the best? Okay.
You don't. Nobody knows who I'm kicking.
You're not kicking out Drake.
I know he's
says
not kicking out Drake, so he's kicking Kendrick.
He says who?
You're not kicking out Drake. He's kicking out Kendrick.
You love Drake, man. You're not
Cole is second on my list. He can't go.
Wow.
Then I'm keeping Drake.
Yeah, okay.
There it goes.
Yep. Easy.
I mean, come on. It's Drake. And then, even if I didn't really like Drake, I mean, it's just hard not to, like, respect what he's done. I mean, this dude just dropped an album of all old songs and it went number one.
I mean, he's everywhere.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All old songs back when I was in middle school and high school and it just went number one.
You know what? I'm going to do some.
So, yeah, I'm kicking out Kendrick. You're right.
I'm going to do some. First off, I'm going to kick out Kendrick. We'll just start there. That's easy. But I'm going to go through and listen to all of Kendrick's albums and see how I feel.
I like Kendrick. I like everybody on this list. That's why for me, I was going to say it was hard, but actually it wasn't that hard.
It was not hard for me.
But I like Kendrick.
Say it was hard, dog.
I went to a Kendrick concert literally last year. I like Kendrick. I don't know. I don't think Tim even likes Kendrick.
I never have been in the car and been like, yo, drop that Kendrick. Except for that song that he did with T.I. and Old Girl. Memories back then.
Yeah.
That fire. Was an absolute
that
banger.
That song is thinking, man.
And his verse was straight fire. I don't think Kendrick's garbage at all. I just don't like his music.
I mean, I never got in the car either and said play Kendrick or J. Cole or Jay-Z, but I just don't listen to Jay-Z.
I've said every single one of those things.
So have I. Really? Except for Well, no, I said Kendrick. Now, like I said, for me, I like all these. Like, I've listened to them. I don't know. I've seen everybody in concert on this list except for Jay-Z, but yeah, he's definitely not coming off the list.
I mean, he's a good performer, man. That concert, like I told you, suburban white dads were up there just rapping his music, and
it's the Rock.
I was like, okay.
I wouldn't put down I wouldn't put down the Rock the entire concert.
Oh, I was about to say. I thought there was some kind of sneak diss there. I was like,
no, there's no sneak diss. I just
Hova. Yeah,
I just don't know how you could take Jay off the list, man.
Yeah, I told you, man. I'm gonna hate for that, but he has to go.
He's a little bit younger.
He has to go. Like 2 years.
Yeah, but that could be a huge difference.
True. I guess.
Maybe.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Tim's taking a quick second away.
Yeah, Tim's going to do God knows what. Wow.
Oh. My God.
This man, I'm going to share on the podcast with y'all. Oh, sorry for that pause. Tim left the podcast area so he can go in the other room to shit.
And now he's dancing, man.
His pants. I can't see him. Don't bring that back in here, bro.
Standing right in front of the fan so it blows ass y'all away.
Jesus.
That was strictly out of respect for y'all.
That was not respect.
Do you smell it?
A little bit.
That's your upper lip. All right, so
let's go ahead and jump into one of Trey's topics, and that is Super Bowl matchup predictions this year. Football season is here. Preseason week 2 is here. About 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks until the first week of the NFL season starts. I'm so fucking hyped. But we're going to kick it over to Trey. And real quick, who's your Super Bowl predictions this year?
So, if I had it my way, I'd do the Colts and the Eagles because
thank you, bro.
My best friends are Eagles fans. I'm a Colts fan, so I'd love that.
That'd be great.
It's really hard to go against Tom Brady, though.
It's very hard.
It's really hard to do that.
So I'm guessing you're not going against Tom Brady.
No.
All right, so obviously you have the Patriots. Who would you like to see the Patriots face?
The Saints. The Saints. The old men going at it.
Hey, don't call Drew Brees no old man. That man can still sling that ball.
40 years old.
42? 41? Something like that.
Over 40.
Something like that. All right, Tim. What are your predictions? I mean, you can't say Oakland.
Not yet. Give me some time.
I mean, you can. That's on
you. Wait on it. Rams, Patriots.
Rams and Patriots. A rematch of last year's Super Bowl.
A rematch without the bullshit.
Same winner. That was bullshit.
That was awful.
That was a horrible Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
That was absolutely that was garbage.
That was terrible.
The Super Bowl before that was better when the Eagles won.
I wonder why.
But let's be honest, if you weren't a fan of either team, I mean, that game was high scoring. At least like last year, it was like, what, 3-10 or something like that?
I think you guys could do it this year, but the injuries, man.
Yeah, injuries suck.
You already have like 2 quarterbacks that are hurt.
Yeah, well, the main one isn't, so that's important.
He'll get hurt, too.
You'll never be back at a Super Bowl.
Shut the fuck up.
And I don't know that from fact or anything. I just want to shit on you real quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody knows that for a fact.
I mean, the Raiders can win it next year.
I don't pick my team to make the Super Bowl. I'm superstitious. So I'm going to say the Chiefs and the Saints, which I think is actually very possible. Like,
Saints are going to be fucking dirty.
If I had to put my money on it, Saints are coming back with a vengeance ever since that pass interference didn't get called.
Yeah.
I mean, dude literally tackled the guy, and no flag was thrown. And then last year, the Patriots should have lost.
Yeah. Almost had it last year, too.
Chiefs, it was – I don't know if y'all watched it, but it was the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. It was 4th down, I think. And Tom Brady hiked the ball, threw the ball, dropped pass. Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
guy was offsides.
Yep, I remember that.
So they got to do the play over again, and then Patriots did the Patriots thing and then made their way to the Super Bowl to score 10 points.
I honestly think if the Saints didn't get that bullshit call, they would have went to the Super Bowl and won.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely. Because there's no way that Patriots defense was going to stop the Saints. Saints were on fire last year.
Kerry's brother Jake is a huge, huge Saints fan. He's been educating me.
Well,
they
got a chance this year. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs and the Saints for my Super Bowl matchup.
While we're on football, you think Antonio Brown's going to play this year?
Yeah, absolutely. He came. I don't know if he came back. He was at the preseason game last year. I mean, last year. He was at the preseason game last night. So he's going to play this year. The only thing he has to work on is just getting his feet healthy, which he got frostbite. So they'll be better.
Dog, that shit was disgusting.
His feet would be better in a week, maybe.
His whole entire bottom of his feet were fucking blistered.
Man.
Like, why don't you wear socks? I don't understand why.
Tim, do you have HBO?
No.
God. Hard Knocks is fucking amazing. And the Oakland Raiders are on this year. It's fucking – Hard Knocks is one of my favorite
shows. Shout out to the Raiders,
man.
One of the greatest teams to ever play the game, dog. Honestly.
My Oakland Raiders
fans, I can't talk. You beat us in the Super Bowl in 82, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really want to hear about it.
What? What do you mean you don't want to hear about it? You beat us.
No, I know. I'm saying I just want to go again.
I mean,
before Gruden leaves, we're getting a Super Bowl. I don't care what you say.
It's well, I hope so. He's there for like 10 years. I think he signed like
ten years, 100 million.
Yeah, did trash last year though. But hey, you got a team this year. You got fucking players. Like,
we're about to be at a nice ass stadium. Y'all wait on it. We go to Vegas. We're shitting and getting, boys.
We are going to Vegas.
Huh?
We are going to Vegas.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bet.
Not all
me
of us.
You,
are
yeah, we're not all of us. Maybe Trey if he wants to go.
Yeah, Trey, you want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, what up?
Possibly Carrie, but yeah,
Carrie,
that's pretty much
can come.
The most of the people who are gonna
in this room. Yeah,
that are gonna
come.
Go. Yeah,
it's gonna come with your slick ass hair. all right, let's go ahead and jump
fake
into
fake ass Ralph Lauren hat.
it
ain't Ralph though. No, it is Ralph.
It is. He got it on sale though.
He bought off of Amazon.
Yeah. In that knockoff Macy's stores in downtown Philly.
The C was backwards at Macy's. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, leave Bobby alone.
All right. Time to get into one of our most anticipated topics the last few weeks, and that's fuck one, marry one, kill one. Trey, I'm sure you listen to the podcast, so you know how this goes.
Right, yep.
All right. You're going to be on the hot seat first, and we're coming for your neck.
Yes, sir.
All right, so fuck one, marry one, kill one. Mike Tyson. Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
Junior. Conor McGregor.
No, all of them are going to fuck you. every single one of those gentlemen will fuck you.
All right, so...
welcome to the hot seat, buddy.
I'm going to kill Mike Tyson.
He's probably the scariest out of all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to marry Floyd.
Get that money.
I'm going to fuck Connor because Floyd's rich, man.
Smart move.
I'm sorry, you're going to do what with Connor? No, I didn't hear you. I sneezed.
I'm a fuck Connor.
Connor McGregor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim, you're a dick, bro. You're a dick.
Do that to everybody.
But I do want to take a time out, though. And I just want to say fuck Connor McGregor.
Why?
He's a little bitch.
Why?
Did anybody see the video?
Him being the old man?
Yeah, punching that old man.
I used to like him so much, too.
Did the old man start some shit?
I was a fan of Connor McGregor. And
I used to like him, but then I found out, like, I didn't find out anything, but I feel like he says the N-word a lot. It made me
just
like him.
I'm really
when he was going to fight Floyd, I feel like he uses the hard R a lot.
I'm really surprised he did not slip up and say that during any of their promotions.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he wanted to call him a nigger bitch.
But
I couldn't fade it.
I'm going to tag you in the video. I'm going to tag you in the video, Tim. Watch the video. Oh, I mean, it's just disgusting, bro. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
All right, so what do you got for Trey?
All right.
Man, I was picking nice ones for you guys, and now I'm going to just...
Hey, I tried to do the same thing the first 2 weeks, and I got fucked, so
yeah.
I ain't holding back.
And you fucked Carson Wentz?
I mean, as he should. He's an Eagles fan.
I mean, I had no choice. Well, they were all Eagles. I think they were all Eagles players he picked. All
right. Oprah's friend Gail. Blanche Devereaux from the Golden Girls.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And the mom from Good Times.
Florida, bro. All right.
That's some heat right there, dog. Yo,
who was the first one? I'm sure throwing
off. Gail King. Gail King. That's Oprah's friend.
Yeah, Gail King. All right. Shit. All right. I'm a fuck Blanche for real because she's
She
didn't get it.
Yeah. Blanche Devereaux.
Shit. Gail's kind of annoying. I'm gonna kill her, and it's. I just marry the mom.
We're lucky we got him. Do 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 do.
My mom loves that show, man. Like,
so I don't know if people on the podcast can hear you. So say that again. They heard the first part, but I don't know if they heard the second part.
I'm gonna marry the mom from Good Times.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Well, I don't know where the fuck that list came from, but shout out to
literally Tim. Out of my ass. Like 3 seconds before it was my turn, I was like, yep. First one that came to my mind was Gail King, and I was like, who else?
All right, Tim. You're up, buddy.
I'm on the hot seat?
No.
Fuck, kill, Mary?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're on the hot seat. We can say that.
Yeah.
We get the hot seat twice now. All right. So...
make it spicy.
Let's see. Okay. Marty McFly.
Okay.
Drake from Drake and Josh.
Ooh, he's cute.
Or Corey or Corey Matthews from Boy Meets World.
All right, I'm marrying Corey.
That was quick as fuck.
You had it ready, didn't you?
No, I just thought it'd be funny to fucking knock it right out of the park. Corey, all right, so I'm gonna marry Corey. He has a heart of gold, and maybe I can fuck Topanga. JK, babe, I love you. easy, bro. So Corey, you said Drake from Drake and Josh, and who?
Who did I say?
Shoot, I don't even know.
Corey, Drake from Drake and Josh, and
bro, who did you say?
This is like fucking 3 seconds ago. How the fucking 5 people not figure this out?
So Marty McFly. McFly was the
okay.
Third
yeah,
one.
It was Marty McFly. All right, so I'm gonna fuck Marty McFly. Try to get to the DeLorean.
Okay.
Because that shit's sick. And then maybe I could time travel. I mean, anyways. And then I'm gonna kill Josh or Drake. I'm sorry. I'm gonna kill Drake.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it really doesn't hold a place.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, honestly.
All right, Trey, what you got for Tim?
All right. You got, let's see, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, bad joke. He thick as fuck, too.
Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
That's.
I'm going to marry Morgan Freeman because I might be able to get him to, like, narrate my life if we're married.
Right.
And Tim got out of the bed. And technically, like, no blasphemy, but he's, like, kind of like God because he played God. So, like, that'll get me closer to God.
He does play God. That's true.
So, yeah. Then it was Brad Pitt and who else?
Mr. Rogers.
Okay. I'm smashing Mr. Rogers so I can get his sweater collection when he passes away like he did.
Yeah.
That shit is – his sweater game was dope. And then I got to kill Brad Pitt, unfortunately. But after, like, right now, like, I want all his movies still. Like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that shit is dope. So
right,
I need all
right.
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely fucking Mr. Rogers.
Nice. Nice. A lot Brad of confidence Pitt. In those
No,
in
if
those
you
answers.
Don't make it hard, it's not hard.
A lot of hey, I just got to see if I can come with that confidence, bro. So what do y'all got?
You go first, Tim. I'm going to think of this one.
I'm going to go first. All right. All right, so I got Roseanne.
What a bitch.
Roseanne.
Not you, her.
Tori, the young lady who's a fucking bitch and talks about politics.
Oh, Tommy
Lauren.
We call her me and Wale Tammy. Call her Tammy, but that's cool.
Tammy and Paula Deen.
So I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna marry Paula Deen.
I was about to say two of those use the N word all the time. That's Tommy and Paula Deen.
Marry Paula Deen. God, Tammy's so fine though.
Tammy?
Yeah, me and Wale call her Tammy.
On a first basis, I was gonna say, hey.
All right, so there's a story behind that, and I'll tell you in a minute.
You and Whale.
God, fuck Roseanne though. I'm fucking Tammy. I don't care.
Okay.
And then, sorry, Roseanne, you're dead.
All right, solid. I mean, I don't
so,
know about.
First of all, her real name's Tommy.
Yeah.
So her and Wale got into it on Twitter.
Right.
And I don't know. He just started calling her Tammy, and that shit just stuck. And now everybody calls her Tammy. It's the funniest shit
that.
In the world.
I respect that. She doesn't deserve her normal name.
Well, she is a bitch.
She's dumb.
Yeah, so what you got, Trey?
All right. You got Rey from Star Wars.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rey from Star Wars?
I don't fuck with Star Wars.
Big Bro. Facts.
Okay, Scarlet Witch.
I don't know who that is.
From Avengers.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
And then you got Black Widow from Avengers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Rey is, man?
I don't.
Ellen.
Oh,
Mary and Ellen.
That's very easy.
Yes. Yes.
Mary and Ellen.
Never mind.
And then who were the other two?
Scarlett Johansson and Elizabeth Olsen.
Scarlett Johansson.
I gave you a good one. That's crazy.
I'm a fuck. Yeah. And then the other one I'm going to kill. I can't kill Ellen. So.
Nah.
You're right.
I'm marrying you're Ellen. Right. And then I'm fucking Scarlett.
Well, you're definitely not fucking Ellen because she doesn't like penis. But Ellen is
me
amazing.
And her can kick it. That's cool.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We'd be cuddled up. She'd be making me laugh and shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'd be on the show.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into our last topic before Plead the Fifth, and that is one that Trey came up with. Is college necessary? So, Trey, when you made this question, what did you mean behind the topic?
Well, you know, you see a couple times all over like, social media how people are debating the fact that should you go to four-year college or should you go straight into working or to a trade school or a community college first and then go to, you know, a four-year college. And so... basically, what I was thinking, I know a lot of people that have gone to college and they don't use their degree, like me.
Like, okay, now when you say that, do you feel like, is that because even with your degree, you can't find a job or you're just not looking for a job with your degree?
Okay. So when I went to school, I wanted to go to law school. And I think college is necessary if you want to go to law school or get your, you know, be a doctor, stuff like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to other things, like say you want to go into marketing or stuff like that, I know people that... are already doing that kind of stuff, and they didn't even go to, you know, school. Start your own business without going to college.
So you know? do you regret going to college?
Not really, only because I didn't have any debt when I got out.
Okay.
If I did have debt when I got out, I'd probably sit back and think, should I have, you know, done that? I also think I kind of rushed it. I think if I went back now, instead of trying to play soccer, I probably would have done John Tyler first, and then, you know, gone to...
What did you get a degree in?
Criminology.
That's sick.
Yeah, so, like, have you seen the show Mindhunters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's basically, like, that stuff.
That's
sick. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it, man. But
so, like, behavioral analysis?
Yeah, like, so, like, I had, like, studying people's behaviors, you know why people, like, kill other people. I took, like, victimology classes. I saw so many, like...
That just seems
so... he needs
to
be on a murder episode.
That's those, that just sounds so fucking interesting. Did you just lose interest in it?
No, I mean, I loved it, man. I just didn't have the stomach for it. Like, I went to, I did my internship down in Petersburg.
Yeah.
With the attorney's office down there. And, yo, I just saw some shit, and I was like, yo... I can't do this. So I wanted to go to law school. And just, it was law school or coach soccer. I thought, let's have some fun before I have to go to, you know, grad school. Stuff like that.
Grad school, so you know all about Ed Kemper.
Yeah.
That dude's cool as a bitch.
I love Mindhunter so much, man. Like, it's a great show.
I didn't go to college. One, because I didn't have the grades. And then two, just it was so fucking expensive. Like, we right. just – I just couldn't afford it. And I didn't – honestly, I just didn't plan to go to college. Sometimes I regret it because, like, I see maybe I could be where, like, where Yousef is.
Right.
Like, involved in sports, getting paid good money to be involved in sports. Like, that's where I right. want to be. And I think if I would have went to college for that type of degree, I could be where I really wanted to be with that.
Right.
But then again, there's so many other things that I can do and make good money without the degree
right.
as well. So I see it from both sides. And you look at places like Google and Apple and Amazon now, like even to be high up within that company, you don't need a degree. I right. mean, they're starting to come out and say that you don't need a degree to join our company to be at this position. If we interview you and you're knowledgeable and we have a great feeling you can do the position, a bachelor's degree or a college, any type of college, it really isn't needed.
Yeah, and here's the other part of it. I think, so when I went to college, it was like a whole different setting, different atmosphere. And I think the social aspect you get out of college is, I think, something I really enjoyed. But the friends you meet in college,
yeah,
you know, like those are people that will be in my wedding, you know. Yeah, and well, I don't talk to people like back home. I think I'm closer to them at college than, you know.
Yeah,
people.
I feel like when I asked you, do you regret going to college? I kind of figured one of the reasons why you didn't regret going to college yeah. was because of the social experience right, that you yeah. gained. And
I mean,
that, you know,
yeah, and not just partying either. I mean, like you meet like lifelong friends in college. That,
oh
like,
yeah.
Because you're like you're going in there, no one knows who you are. You're not having to fake anything. Like in high school, you're probably faking so many different personalities just to fit in. And college just comes like naturally, and you are yeah. like bonding.
Super high school.
Yeah. yeah.
So what do you? Was, I yeah. mean, how do you feel, Tim? I mean, about the whole situation.
I'm like 50-50. I mean, is it necessary? No.
Yeah.
No. Depends on what you want to do. I mean, obviously, if you want to do certain things, like you're not going to be a doctor and not go to college.
Yeah. Right? True.
But. Depending on what you want to do, no, it's not really necessary. Do I wish that I went? Kind of strictly for the experience.
I think, I don't know what your interest was like back then to what it is now, but I feel like, you know, not trying to read your brain or put words in your mouth, but I feel like something like Trey did, I feel like that would definitely suit
you. Oh, it would 100% be criminal justice, yeah. But the reason I didn't go to college is because I had a job. All right, my two passions are true crime, shit like that, and cars. And I had a job working on cars lined up as soon as I got out of high school, so that one just came first.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like you're doing something that you absolutely hate.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. So, yeah, but I mean, if I went to college, I would probably be in the criminal justice field. I mean, actually, I would 100% be in that field.
I mean, it was fun. It was a very fun
and to be honest, you can still go for criminal justice.
Yeah,
I don't know how criminal justice is for like colleges like ECPI. I know they offer criminal justice. Right. I don't know if it's the same as
I was going to take classes at Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah, Tyler has some. VCU has a good program too there.
So
I mean,
yeah,
they're very fun classes. Very hands on too, and different things you get to do.
I just want
to
skip English and math and all that bullshit.
Yo. The first year of college with English classes, like paper after paper after paper.
That's what I hate.
Yeah, that's
bullshit. That shit was so annoying, man. Like paper every week.
Yeah. I hate writing paper. That
every single class had a paper. Every class.
I'd rather clean bathrooms than write a paper. Like, that's how bad it is. I hate writing papers.
All right, so it's time to jump into our final topic of the evening. The final topic of every show, and that is Plead the Fifth. Trey, you nervous?
A little bit.
Well, you should be. Tim, who are we putting on the hot seat first? That's the question.
Trey.
Are we gonna put the guests on this first?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's get it. I'm gonna try not to do it, but I know Tim's gonna come at me hard, so I don't know.
All right, so I'll start off with my question. How many people have you slept with? What's your body count?
ooh.
And It's up to you.
Damn, we missed so many preliminary questions.
We did.
I don't even know if he's in a relationship or what.
He's not. I'm not. Okay. I'm trying to see if it's too high or real quick. I'm going to go with 20.
You're going to go with 20?
So
or
it's
is
an
20?
Even 20. Yo, my man is nervous.
I'm
going to
plead the fifth real quick.
You're going to plead the fifth on the first question?
Yep, because I know the next one will not be hard. We're good. I'm good on that one.
The next one won't be hard.
Okay.
Yep, let's go, Tim.
Oh, shit. He's baiting you, bro. That's a bad move, Trey.
Let's go, Tim.
That's a bad move.
So we don't know how many people he slept with.
Yeah.
And you said people. We don't even know if all those people are male and female.
I'm not gay. Or
what?
They're all female.
Okay. That was a freebie. I didn't ask a question. I made a statement.
No, now Tim's coming for your neck.
All
right. I'm just letting you know.
All right.
This is kind of hard now because I'm so in the dark about your history.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not worried about him.
Oh, you know, all right, I'll take both these questions, Mike. I'll take both of these.
Okay. Oh, shit, never mind. Hold on. Hold up.
How old was the oldest woman you slept with?
The oldest woman I slept with, 24.
What?
I don't sleep with older women, man.
Oh, no, you're good. I wasn't just...
I look like I'm 13. I look 13, like or 18, whatever, so I'm not...
No, he looks like he slept with, like, his best friend's mom, and that's what I was trying to see. Like,
I was trying
to bait out.
Nah, 24. 24,
and that was within, like, a couple years?
Yeah, like, when I was, like, probably 24, too, 23.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, that sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever slept with any of your best friend's girlfriends?
No.
You waited way too long to
answer
that.
I was trying to think if... No, I have not.
Ex-girlfriends?
No.
I was about to say, Tim, you got to chill because you're asking multiple questions. Trey, I should have told you this, but you only have to answer that one.
Since nobody said anything, I was like,
I was trying to think. No, I have not. Yeah.
All right, cool, man. You made it through easy.
He made it through yours easy, but he didn't.
That first one, I knew it was coming. I was like, should I say it or not?
And you know what made me think of that question? Because we had talked about Christina's podcast, and you had brought that up.
Yeah.
Who has a podcast?
When we had
her episode,
when you guys remember she was the one that brought up the money count?
I thought you were saying somebody else had a podcast.
Me and Trey were talking about that. Oh, by the way, real quick, I don't know if Joe told you, but he got the spot. Nobody knows that, but I'm just gonna say he got the spot. That's all I'm gonna say.
Should we drop that yet?
No, I don't know if we should, but I'm just gonna say Joe got the spot.
All right, so Bish, it's your turn. Out of the summer, your favorite day, who did you spend it with?
I would say it was in Atlanta with my cousin Christopher. I mean, it was a full trip, so it was more than a day. If I had to pick an actual day while we were in Atlanta is when we went to visit where Hawkins' lab was shot from Stranger Things.
And y'all snuck in it?
Snuck in it. That was dope. And we went to the roof, and we made it to the roof, and we got to see the skyline of Atlanta.
Went all the way up.
Right at sunset. Beautiful sunset. So that was actually pretty fucking dope.
That was probably romantic.
Actually, we didn't really stay up there long because there was a bunch of like wires and shit up there. I was like, yeah, I don't trust all this.
End up in Hawkins' lab for real.
Dead ass. So I was like, yeah, no.
So Trey, what you got for
that?
All right. Let's see. What is the biggest lie you've ever told someone in the squad and they still don't know about it?
Holy shit. Trey with that. I'm going to dap him up, y'all. Trey with that motherfucking heat. I'm scared for hot seat now.
Nobody in the squad now. No. Nothing. Nothing big. Honestly, swear to God, nothing.
So you need to answer that question some way. It's not just a no. So what are you thinking about?
Bobby knows. Okay, I'm not going to drop names.
Okay.
Well, I'll drop this person's name. So back when we were in, right after we graduated, when we had like the full squad.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drop his name.
I think I know where you might be going. So yeah.
But I'm going to say it because I don't want to leave everybody hanging. So I'll explain the story. So I was hanging out. I want to say Bobby. Somebody was with me. It was like only like three of us. I think it was me, Bobby Hatch, and Moss. And then we went to hang out at this girl's house. It was a few girls. Reagan Davis was there, actually. You should know exactly what night I'm talking about. Somebody in the crew had like a big crush on.
Don't drop the young lady's names.
I had a big crush on this girl, but she was obsessed with me. And then we went. You know, we left I didn't do anything with her or anything like that, but she was mad flirty even in front of him. So we left, went and dropped everybody off. I think I drove, went and dropped everybody off. This person was the last person, and I had a heart-to-heart with him. No, I had a heart-to-heart with him. I was like, so do you really like this girl or not? And he said, yes, I do, a lot. So I dropped him off and went back with her. So what's your next question, Tim? That was a very good question, Trey.
Thank you.
Sorry everybody, but I'm not gonna name drop people.
Wow, this dude changed up from Mr. Name Drop to now we ain't name dropping. It's funny, man. Funny how situational that is. That's crazy.
Whatever, man, whatever.
So what's the biggest lie that you've ever told a girlfriend, like a current girlfriend? I love you.
Damn.
You piece of shit.
No, I would. Biggest actual lie. I don't know.
I wore a condom. I pulled out.
No.
I fell asleep.
I would just say maybe when one of them asked me, do I find this girl attractive? I lied and said no.
That's why? A big lie. That's mad weak.
That's a weak one.
You I'd be like, right? Babe, do you see the
lie to our face right now, man?
Yeah, I'm not lying.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not lying.
That's insane.
I'm being honest.
Next week, we're launching the Censored Podcast where Bish lies.
I'm not lying. I'm serious.
I'd be like, Carrie, did you see that fucking turkey she had on? I'm lying. Jeez. All right, well, it looks like you made it. You got out easy. It's cool. For the first time in like 5 weeks, you didn't plead the fifth. And I'm cool with that. You know, every once in a while, people don't need to plead the fifth. And apparently,
I thought I had you the first time. I thought I had you.
You're not in your game.
I thought I had you.
All right, so I guess it's my motherfucking turn.
It is your turn.
What you got, Pimp Juice?
Let's see.
I'm hella relaxed right now, y'all.
You're hella relaxed.
Big chillin'.
Can I name drop or no?
No, if you didn't name drop, you can't ask me to name drop, the fuck.
No, I'm not asking you to name drop. I'm saying in my question, can I name drop?
No.
All right.
Because he's gonna bring up somebody's mama and find out I'm the dad and shit. It's gonna be weird.
No. So I asked Trey this question, but I don't know your answer. What's your body count?
I believe it to be like 16.
You believe it to be like 16. So it's like you were asleep for a couple of them or?
No,
like
I stopped counting when I left high school.
So you mean to tell me you had 16 in high school?
Nah, fuck no. Oh, okay. Nah, a lot of them were after.
Okay, I was going
to. Nah, I honestly.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I was scared for a second. I'm not going to lie.
I can try and go through it, but it seems like a lot of brain work right
now. So you would say about 16?
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
Okay. All right.
None too serious.
What you got for him, Trey?
I'm going to use Bobby's. What is the hardest drug you've done?
The hardest drug I've ever done?
Yeah.
That white girl. I've done some Colombian marching powder.
Okay.
That blow.
All right.
I actually, Bobby sold it to me. And if you need it, hit up Bobby's line.
Wait, what? My. I gotta go home.
I gotta go home. Yeah, if you need it, just hit up Bobby.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He got him by the ounce.
Don't go home, Bobby. Don't go.
He got them balls with the don't eights on home, them. Man. He got everything you need. And it's not even stepped on. It's real crazy.
All right.
His boy named Rigo, down south of the border, don't cut shit. 98%.
Can you say, how uncensored is this?
Uncensored enough that the police are going to be at Bobby's house tonight.
Bobby getting locked down by Chesterfield County.
Nah, it
they're
would
waiting
be,
for it, too. They need something to do.
It would be no, cocaine. They're waiting for it. Would be the hard, but I've only done weed and cocaine, so that's.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Mrs. says otherwise, but.
The Mrs. else? Says otherwise.
Oh, and okay, I smoked spice before.
Quite a lot. Yeah, quite a lot. Shout out to Gary for the ad libs.
Yeah, Gary just putting
the
you all
fuck?
Out there.
We're not
man.
Talking about amounts. The fuck?
You said it like you. Oh, I did it a couple times.
I tried it. Right. Didn't like it. Then do it again.
Yo, who the fuck invited Gary?
So you said it was some girl you picked up. That's what. Those were your words.
She was pregnant on the side of JD barefoot, so.
Tim, have you ever recorded yourself having sex?
Have I ever recorded myself having sex? Define sex.
Anything. All right. Anything sexual.
Yes.
Other than making out.
Yes.
Which I don't know who would do that, but still.
Yes. Well, yeah, I didn't like hold the camera or anything, but it
so some. Okay.
Yeah.
That is ammo for the next podcast. I'm gonna let you know what's up with that, Kerr.
Specifically, I'll give you the fourth question.
You'll give me the fourth question?
I'm not name dropping. I'll give you the fourth question.
All right. Nah, we're gonna say that. I ain't got a follow up question.
We're good. Don't
act
tough. Real niggas
don't
only.
Act tough,
I'm not
bro.
Scared of the question. I literally gave you a freebie question.
Don't act tough.
Trey, you got a question?
Nope. I don't know you like that, so I don't know how deep to go into it. But
go
Mike,
as deep. Go
no,
balls
no,
deep.
But Mike, you can tell me. I'll ask him.
I ain't got one. All right, we're good.
Of course, so I made it through. Plead the fifth, as always, because I'm just not scary.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad that I plead the fifth, but hey, it's all good.
Yeah, you're the only one.
I mean,
one.
It was the easy answer,
it was an easy answer. I don't know
it
why
was
I put
pretty
it out of
easy.
It.
It's all good. Guess what? That's what you did, and hey, we won't know until 52 at least next
weeks
year.
You'll be back on.
Boom.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up episode 14 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. Trey Brickhouse, appreciate you coming out.
Thanks for having me, man.
On this Friday night and chilling with everybody.
Good to be out here.
It was hella dope for you to come out. We appreciate it. Episode 14 is in the motherfucking books.
Motherfucking books. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate all the support on social media.
Real quick, shout out to the Up Top Pod and Refuse Nation.
Shout out to the Up Top Pod and
Old
Refuse
Joe.
Nation.
Yes, sir.
Episode 14 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim is motherfucking done.
Signing out. So. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks, on the phone up, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.